Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf says he is reasonably sure that Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl is alive. Pearl was kidnapped last month in Pakistan while pursuing a story about terrorism. Musharraf was asked about the case today as he and President Bush talked to reporters after a meeting at the White House. Mr. Bush used the occasion to thank Pakistan for its support in the campaign against terrorism. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Daniel Pearl was kidnapped just a few weeks before President Musharraf was to visit the White House. The kidnapping raised questions about the ability of the Musharraf government to carry out its promised crackdown against extremists. U.S. officials have praised Pakistan's efforts to locate Pearl, which resulted in the arrest yesterday of a prime suspect. President Bush says he discussed the case today with President Musharraf.
We spent a time today in the Oval Office talking about our mutual desire to see that Mr. Pearl is returned home safely.
President Musharraf expressed optimism that authorities are close to obtaining the reporter's release, and he said the kidnapping represents a challenge to the strategy he's chosen for Pakistan as an ally in the fight against terrorism.
I have taken certain steps in Pakistan to crush extremism, religious intolerance in the society, and therefore I expected a certain degree of fallout of these steps. However, I would like to say we are not deterred.
Musharraf's decision to cooperate with the United States after September 11th has agitated Islamic fundamentalists in Pakistan, many of whom sympathize with the Taliban regime in neighboring Afghanistan. President Bush today acknowledged the risks Musharraf took.
The president made a tough decision, and a strong decision. It's not only a decision about fighting terror, it's a decision for the direction of his country, and we support that strongly.
The U.S. already has shown its gratitude. Last fall, Washington lifted most sanctions against Pakistan and rescheduled several $100 million in bilateral debt. But Pakistan's debt to the U.S. totals $3 billion. After the two leaders met today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said Mr. Bush has committed another $200 million in economic aid next year to help Pakistan pay down the debt. And the two countries, Fleischer said, are discussing more aid this year for education, law enforcement, and economic development. In addition, the White House says the U.S. has agreed to resume military cooperation and exchanges with Pakistan. President Bush says that Musharraf has a vision for his country, and the U.S. plans to support it.
The president has articulated a vision of a Pakistan as a progressive, modern, and democratic Islamic society, determined and serious about seeking greater learning and greater prosperity for its citizens.
Musharraf says that economic development requires peace in South Asia, and he used today's White House meeting to call again for a resumption of Pakistan's talks with neighboring India. The Pakistani leader welcomed the role played by the United States in helping to reduce tensions between the two nuclear-armed states, and he said Washington could facilitate a solution of their long-standing disputes. The primary dispute is over the Himalayan region of Kashmir, claimed by both countries. A senior administration official says the U.S. is willing to help solve the Kashmir problem, but only if both countries want assistance. India, which controls most of Kashmir, has consistently refused third-party intervention. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.